The Labour Party's position is, if they win a majority in the House of Commons, that's a pretty hard scenario for that to come true, going by the polls so far. Even people, friends of mine quite high up in the Labour Party, quite close to Corbyn's circle, they're not optimistic. I think the best case scenario for them is that they deny the Conservatives a majority, and then all the other parties, who are basically pro-Remain, either actually form a coalition with them, or more likely what they call a confidence and supply arrangement, where basically say, we're not going to vote to overthrow this government, but you'll be a minority government, on the basis that you will put through a New Deal and a second referendum. Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party say that they would get the deal, a New Deal, within 3 months. They'd have a referendum within 6 months. So, under that scenario, there's a second referendum on their supposedly better deal, or Remain. And who knows how that would go. But I think that the one thing I would say is that the reason why I don't think that's going to happen is because so many people are just so fed up of Brexit. It's not just the pro-Brexiteers who are fuming and really angry and saying, look, we voted to leave 3 years ago. Why have we still not left? There are an awful lot of Remainers too who said, look, you know, we didn't win, but we accept the result, and you know, let's just get this over and done with. Can we finally start talking about something else?